Hi, Sean Callahan here, coming back at you again with Husker Online. We just heard from punter Brian Buccini. We heard from quarterback Casey Thompson yesterday, and now we're pleased to bring in on Husker Chat Live, Nebraska's new running back addition, Anthony Grant out of New Mexico Military Institute, as we're going to be taking questions and interviewing Anthony here on all of our Husker Online social channels. This chat is brought to you by Sandhills Global and powered by ABM. If you have equipment to sell, sell it at auctiontime.com. Well, let's welcome in Anthony Grant. Anthony, it's got to be just a whirlwind. You were here for your official visit, didn't have a scholarship offer necessarily in hand. You got the offer, you committed, and now you're a Husker moving into Lincoln into an apartment right now.
Yes, sir.
So talk about that process. I mean, how fast and crazy was it for you to get to where you're at here on Wednesday?
It was really like a crazy experience. Coming out of JUCO, you know what I'm saying, not knowing where I'm going, you know what I'm saying, without them giving me the offer. But them just, you know what I'm saying, keeping in touch with me and just, you know what I'm saying, like Coach Cooper, he came to like one of our practices. So like, you know what I'm saying, just them showing me some love, like, you know what I'm saying, like that really was like a big, you know, contribution to, you know what I'm saying, me coming here.
We're talking here with running back Anthony Grant, and, you know, you had a great season. Mm-hmm. You guys won the national championship. You beat Iowa Western, which I'm sure you probably know is about an hour away from Lincoln. Yes, you know, sir. Just how rewarding was the season to win the national championship at New Mexico Military?
It was great. I mean, it was really a great experience, and you know what I'm saying, something that I'll probably, you know what I'm saying, remember for you know what I'm saying, a long time. And you know what I'm saying, JUCO and, you know what I'm saying, playing in that national championship was just something that, you know what I'm saying, that was, you know what I'm saying, like I said, a great experience. I had, you know what I'm saying, some brothers in JUCO that I, you know what I'm saying, that I done met, and it was like a, you know what I'm saying, like a lifelong, you know what I'm saying, relationship that I done built with them boys. So it was great for her.
Yeah, when did you know it was going to really claim the National Player of the Year in junior college football? I mean, did you have an idea that type of season for yourself was possible?
I knew it was possible. I knew if I just, you know what I'm saying, kept my head down, focused, you know what I'm saying, stayed in my books and just, you know what I'm saying, everything, took care of everything on the field, you know what I'm saying, I could do it. So, I just kept my head down, focused, and got it done.
Well, you know, you talk about just, you know, earning what you get. I mean, you originally, I believe, a Florida State recruit out of high school. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And then you went to Garden City and then New Mexico, both?
Yeah, I went to Garden City and then I went to New Mexico.
I mean, you think about that. I mean, just you really had to earn, you know, to get back to that Power 5 level. I mean, you thought you were there probably out of high school, and you spent the last few years, you know, just scraping and clawing to get back to this point. I mean, how hard was the journey? And were there moments over that journey where, you know, you thought about quitting, or, you know, it wasn't what you thought it was going to be? I mean, mm-hmm. kind of what kept you through this? Because I'm guessing from Tallahassee going to Garden City, Kansas, and Roswell, New Mexico, it wasn't necessarily probably a smooth ride.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, everything I've been through, like, it's made me mentally stronger. You know what I'm saying? And just me being able to, you know what I'm saying, realize that, you know what I'm saying, realize that, you know what I'm saying, I gotta take advantage of my opportunities and, you know what I'm saying, the things in front of me, and just you know what I'm saying, just paying attention to every little detail and making sure, you know what I'm saying, I just handle my business. So
how tough is JUCO life? I'm sure like Florida State and now Nebraska, that you get amenities galore. I mean, as far as food and gear and support, when you're at a JUCO, how much are you on your own for just about everything you do?
Yeah, you're really on your own. I mean, you feel me? It's JUCO, so like things are hard, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you really got to focus up in JUCO. But I really feel like, you know what I'm saying, being at that military school, like, you know what I'm saying, that was a plus too. Like, I feel like the military school, well, New Mexico military, was a really, really good school for me to go to. So
what is that? So is there a military drill that you guys do in the mornings there? I mean, what is the requirements there at New Mexico military?
Yeah, we used to have like formation in the mornings where we would have to be in military uniform, get up at 6, have formation, and it was like a lot of, like, you know what I'm saying, little military stuff, but it was also like the football side of things, so, you know what I'm saying, that kind of took back on like some of the things that we like did at the school, like, despite like the other students, like the ROTC and stuff like that. But It was a very, you know what I'm saying, well-structured school.
Yeah, when you left Garden City to go out to New Mexico, did you have any idea, like, of all that stuff? And when you probably first got out there, I'm sure you're like, man, there's a little bit more responsibility here than just football.
Wait, can you repeat that?
When you got to New Mexico military with all the extra things, getting up at 6 a.m. and doing the drill, you know, what was like the hardest part of that, you know, just kind of transitioning to getting up at probably 5 a.m. every day and all the things you had to do?
Are you talking about at Nebraska or
at New Mexico military?
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay. Military, yeah. It was honestly a big change. And, just me realizing that, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to lose, not being able to play football anymore. And you know what I'm saying, just me really really, you know what I'm saying, adjusting to what they did. And you know what I'm saying, just really, really, really realizing that, you know what I'm saying, like, it was really like my last opportunity. So, you know what I'm saying, just really, really me, you know what I'm saying, getting adjusted to things and just focusing up, listening, you know what I'm saying, just learning more, even about the military stuff, just, you know what I'm saying, just learning as a whole.
We're talking here with Nebraska running back transfer Anthony Grant, came from New Mexico Military Academy or Institute. This interview is brought to you by Sandhills Global, empowered by ABM. Got some questions here. Levi's got one here for you, Anthony. You know, I don't know how much that you and Gabe Irvin's careers ever overlap at Buford. Mm-hmm. How well do you know Gabe Irvin? Did you talk to Gabe Irvin about coming to Nebraska?
Gabe, that's my boy. He was actually a freshman when I was a senior in high school. So, you know, we were coached by the same coach, a great running back coach. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of our game is, you know, alike. So, you know what I'm saying? Me and Gabe, we go way back, and, you know what I'm saying? That's really my dog. So it's good to be, you know what I'm saying, at the same school with him.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, is he declaring an emergency? There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
And you guys have a new running backs coach, and you got to meet Coach Brian Applewhite. Came from TCU. You met him this weekend. What did Brian Applewhite have to say to you? What do you like about your new running backs coach?
Coach Applewhite, he's a great coach. He seems like he's really about his business. He seems like he cares about us. And he seems like he's really excited for this year.
You know, coming out of the junior college, you had a great year. I think a lot of people were kind of waiting on just to make sure you could get in January. Besides Nebraska, who were the other people that were starting to contact you and kind of recruiting you here over the month of January?
FAU and USC were the other two, and also New Mexico State.
Why do you think you were kind of under the radar? I mean, you led your team to the national championship. You're a former Florida State guy. You were an early enrollee. You were the national player of the year. You've got film. You've got speed. I mean, what did your coach get any feedback? I mean, like, what really kind of, you know, what maybe held you back from, like, blowing up even more? Because, you know, just looking at your resume, obviously, you would think, you know, tons of teams would have been knocking on your door.
I mean, I don't really know about, you know what I'm saying, about that or anything. Like, you feel me? Like,
do you think like the transfer portal has hurt like JUCO guys? Like, when you look at JUCO recruiting, have a lot of JUCO guys maybe lost some opportunities because the transfer portal has over 1,000 guys that have gone in there this year?
Yeah, I definitely feel like, you know what I'm saying, the transfer portal has, you know what I'm saying, messed up some opportunities for JUCO guys. But, I mean, I feel like that's kind of how, you know what I'm saying, everything's, like, set up. You feel me? It's kind of hard for, you know what I'm saying, JUCO guys to, you know what I'm saying, get recruited by schools if, you know what I'm saying, like, other players from other schools are transferring from, you know what I'm saying, another D1 to another D1 or whatever. Like, you feel me? Like, I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, like of course, you know what I'm saying, coaches are going to want, like, someone that went to Stanford and then, went to another school, you know what I'm saying, then, you know what I'm saying, a JUCO guy that, you know what I'm saying, that someone probably, you know what I'm saying, doesn't really know like that or like anything like that. So,
got a question here from Trey Loper. Wants to know, how familiar are you with maybe the history of Nebraska's running backs? Have you studied up on your new place? I know you've only been in Nebraska for a few days. Do you know much about the history of some of the running backs from here?
I mean, I don't really know a lot about like the running backs here, but I've been talking to the coaches about some running backs that have played here, like in the past. Like we were just talking about it, but I forgot though. But I'm sure I remember.
Like, as far as your game, like, who do you like to watch, or who do you kind of try to resemble when you play running back?
I feel like I resemble some type of Alvin Kamara. I feel like my game really, you know what I'm saying, fits in with Alvin Kamara, and, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of Josh Jacobs, a little bit with, you know what I'm saying, a little elusiveness to me.
Got another question here from Brendan. Wants to know, what was your main reason for coming to Lincoln? And then a follow-up to that, how quickly did you commit, or did you know when you got the green light and the offer, how fast did the commitment come?
I mean, when I when when I came to Lincoln, like, well, the biggest thing that really like pulled me like to Lincoln is, you know what I'm saying, I felt like the tradition here is, you know what I'm saying, something like different. And I felt like, you know what I'm saying, the program and what Nebraska has to offer, you know what I'm saying, is something that, you know what I'm saying, I can use to, you know what I'm saying, build the best player, you know what I'm saying, that I could be. And, you know what I'm saying, helping me and building me into a player that can really excel in the league and, you know what I'm saying, also get his degree.
There's 17, I think, newcomers that are going to be here between transfer portal, high school recruits, junior college recruits for the spring. And a lot of you guys are kind of all in the same boat. Who are you living with? You got a roommate yet, or are you kind of getting all settled in right now?
Yes, sir. I just actually moved in with Omar. Omar, he's a receiver. I think he came out of Kilgore.
Yeah, Kilgore. Omar Manning, yeah. So how'd you get connected with Omar Manning?
I mean, I guess they just put me in the room, I guess.
Oh, yeah. So the running backs, you look at the running back room, you said you've met Gabe Irvin. Have you had a chance to meet the other running backs in Nebraska?
Yeah, I met a couple others. I think I met Mark. I think his name is Marquise.
Marquise.
And some more players, but you feel me? Like, I haven't really got a chance to meet them or whatever, but you know what I'm saying, everything. Like, I'm still meeting players on the team, but I feel like I end up meeting them.
How competitive? I mean, you came through a lot of competition in junior college, I'm sure. Just kind of when you meet the other guys, I mean, I'm sure you're cordial and friendly, but deep inside, there's got to be some competitive tension. Like, hey, nice to meet you, but I'm here to get your job.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's really like gonna come with, you know what I'm saying, with us just loving the game of football, and you know what I'm saying, and that's really what's gonna make, you know what I'm saying, make the backfield, and you know what I'm saying, make you know what I'm saying, make us compete, and just, you know what I'm saying, that's really what's gonna really make us better, is us competing, and you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, just making each other better.
We're talking here is
just that competitive nature, that competitive side.
We're talking here with Anthony Grant as we kind of move things through. So did you start classes yet? Have you kind of got going academically? I know classes began on Tuesday. Have you been able to kind of, you know, get all that stuff taken care of here in your first few days?
I actually just got my classes and stuff. I just enrolled in my classes. So my classes really start tomorrow. So I'm going to get into my classes tomorrow and things like that. And that's when I'm really going to start that's when I'm really going to start getting things rolling and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. How did it go down? You committed on Sunday. Did you go home and then come back, or did you kind of just pack a little heavier? How did that work out? Because you really didn't have much time to get this thing situated.
Yeah. I committed that Sunday of my official. I went home, and then, you know what I'm saying, we just immediately came back. I went home, and then I came immediately back. Like, I was like, you know what I'm saying? That's probably like the best thing for me to do, is just, you know what I'm saying, get to the school as soon as possible and just, you know what I'm saying, get things rolling.
When's your first workout? Do you get to start working out here this week, or will it probably be more like next week?
I'm not really sure when I'll start working out, but it'll probably be soon.
Got a question here. I don't know if you even know this, but from Trey Loper, you guys are going to open the season against Northwestern in week zero. That game is in Dublin, Ireland. Did you have any idea that you're going to open your Husker career in Dublin, Ireland? And are you excited to go overseas and play a football game?
Yes, sir. I'm really excited. I feel like it'd be a great experience, and just, you know what I'm saying, just playing in another country, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it would be a great experience, and especially playing Northwestern, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? It'll really be good for us.
Now, playing in junior college football, what was it like atmosphere-wise? I mean, were the crowds kind of, like, smaller? I mean, give us an idea kind of what you've been playing in front of the last couple of years.
Are you talking about
in New Mexico?
Yeah. It was definitely a you know what I'm saying, different. It was definitely different. You know what I'm saying, smaller crowds, you know what I'm saying, and everything. I feel that, you know what I'm saying, me just getting back, you know what I'm saying, to a Power Five, you know what I'm saying, getting back and, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, being in the stadium, like Lincoln Stadium, like, well, Wormore Stadium, like, I feel that I'm ready, and I feel that I just feel like we're going to be ready.
So when you were recruited out of high school by Florida State, mm-hmm. was that a Jimbo Fisher back then, or was that Willie Taggart, or who were the coaches at Florida State back when you originally got recruited by the Seminoles out of high school?
That was Willie Taggart.
Willie Taggart, okay. Uh-huh. And at that time, I mean, Florida State. I mean, what you know, was that like a no-brainer, pretty close to home? You know, what like kind of what jumped out for them to be your team out of high school?
Out of high school, it was really when I went down there, I felt like, you know what I'm saying, it was a like, you know what I'm saying, it was really, I felt like it was me. I felt like you know what I'm saying, like they had like a family type, you know what I'm saying, like feeling down there. So I felt like, you know what I'm saying, I would be good down there and things like that. But
got a question here from Levi, and I'll add to it. He wants to know, what is your 40 time, and were you a track guy? Do you have track times that you could share?
Yeah, my 40 time is a high 4.4, low 4.5, and the 100 meter. Yeah, I actually ran track in high school. I ran a 10.9, but I'm sure I could have ran faster, but. You know what I'm saying? I ran a 10.9, which was my fastest. But, you know, I'm faster than that now.
What's your height and weight right now?
It's how much do I weigh?
Yeah, and your height. What's your height and weight?
I'm 6 foot, 200 right now.
You always kind of play about 200, or do you add a little bit or drop a little bit during the football season?
I always played around like 200 or whatever, but I'm probably going to, you know what I'm saying, go up to like 210 or whatever.
Got another question here. Can you return punts and kicks? Is that something you're comfortable doing?
Yes, sir, I can. And I'm comfortable returning kicks or, you know what I'm saying, doing anything to, you know what I'm saying, help my team.
Got another question here. I'm not sure if you even know this, but the last – New Mexico Military Institute player at Nebraska was Zach Bowman. Ended up, he was a 5-star guy out of there, went on in the NFL and did a lot of great things for many years. You familiar with the name Zach Bowman? Has anyone brought up his name to you at all?
Was he the quarterback?
A corner.
Corner, defense. Okay.
6'2" corner.
Yeah.
Obviously way before your time, but I think he's the last guy to come from New Mexico Military.
No, I never heard of him.
Another question here. Can you be a bell cow type back? Can you take 20-plus carries a game in the Big Ten?
Yes, sir.
What was the most carries you had at JUCO?
The most carries I had 35 carries.
35. How'd your body feel?
My body felt great.
How many yards? What was your highest yards game at New Mexico?
I had a game I rushed for – in the semifinals, I rushed for 398 with 5 touchdowns.
Wow. So your team was ranked in the top 5 or so all year. You know, did you have a lot of games where you guys blew people out and you didn't really have to play a lot in the second half? I mean, what were your games like this year?
We had a couple games where we just, you know what I'm saying, blew some guys out, and you know what I'm saying, like – I didn't need to play for like the last two quarters or whatever. So, I mean, it felt great. And, you know what I'm saying? If, you know what I'm saying? My coach didn't need me in, then, you know what I'm saying? I was cool with it for real.
What was the, you know, this always fascinates me about junior college football. What was the longest bus ride that you guys had to take? Because there's really not a lot of teams probably nearby Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah. The longest bus ride was probably nine to 10 hours or something like that. So we took a couple long trips for real. So.
So when you would play on the road, was it always like a 1 o'clock game so you could turn right back around and leave?
Can you repeat that?
When you guys played like road games, did you guys usually play like a 1 o'clock type game so you could get on the bus and drive all the way back then?
Wait, you said did we play 1 o'clock games?
When you played like road games for the junior college. Yeah. You know, just because you'd probably – the bus rides are so long. I mean, I'm sure you guys you play a lot of day games, right?
Uh-huh.
What was, like, the latest you guys got back on a bus trip on some of those games?
The latest we probably got back was probably – I mean, sometimes we would get back, like, we would have a game probably at 7, play the game – and have to drive all the way back to New Mexico. We would probably get back probably 6 a.m. Like,
wow.
Like some long trips.
Did they have plugins on the bus where you could plug your phone in at least?
Yeah, we had plugins.
Well, that makes it be a little bit easier, but I can't imagine, how long some of those rides are. And I'm sure, did you sleep on those bus rides or was it pretty hard to sleep on some of those long bus trips?
I mean, sometimes, but most of the time I slept, though.
All right. Got time for a couple more questions from Trey Loper. He wants to know, and I'm sure you get asked this all the time, have you watched Last Chance U? Is that a good reflection of JUCO life from what you've seen in the show Last Chance U?
I feel that a lot of it is, you know what I'm saying, really does, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Live up to, you know what I'm saying, what Last Chance U portrays and, you know what I'm saying, things like that. But, especially the, you know what I'm saying, the mental mindset of, you know what I'm saying, being in JUCO. Like, I feel that was really real. Also, you know what I'm saying, some things in Last Chance U, you know what I'm saying, wasn't the truth, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, there's some guys in JUCO that, you know what I'm saying, that are really, you know what I'm saying, really, really great players. You know what I'm saying, really, really guys in JUCO that, you know what I'm saying, loves football. So, I really feel like, you know what I'm saying, being in JUCO can really you know what I'm saying, mold your mindset, you know what I'm saying, your game into, you know what I'm saying, you being, you know what I'm saying, the best you can be, and just really you know what I'm saying, changing your mindset about things, you know what I'm saying, like, really, JUCO is really like a you know what I'm saying, I don't really know how to say it, like, but you know what I'm saying, JUCO really changes the way you are and the way you think, and you know what I'm saying, it really is, you know what I'm saying, a grind, you know what I'm saying, being in JUCO.
Yeah, you know, one thing about junior college teams is they have big rosters. I mean, how many guys just come and go? I mean, do you see guys like new people showing up? And I mean, I'm sure you show up to the dorms and they're like, oh, so-and-so moved out. You know, like, is there a lot of that goes on where guys just come and go with all their different stories?
Yeah, it was, you know what I'm saying, a couple guys that came in and left immediately. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying, seeing their stories and stuff like that. Like, it's really, You know what I'm saying? It's crazy to see.
Well, last question here. February 28th, opening day of spring practice. How excited are you to get to work knowing that you're about 6 weeks away from the open of spring ball here?
Yes, sir. I'm really ready for spring ball, getting in the playbook, you know what I'm saying, and just getting in the weight room, the classroom, and just everything, really just taking care of my business.
Hey, well, Anthony, this has been a lot of fun. I know it's got to have been just a whirlwind for you to commit Sunday and go back home, then come back to Lincoln and get here by Tuesday and kind of start your journey now. But welcome to Nebraska. I know a lot of people are excited to see you kind of get going here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that wraps it up here with Anthony Grant on this edition of Husker Chat Live. Once again, we're brought to you by Sandhills Global and powered by ABM.